More than two dozen people are setting out to walk across the desert from Kalgoorlie to Perth this morning to highlight the urgent need for more research into the deadly asbestos cancer mesothelioma. Perth is one of the world's mesothelioma hotspots, mainly because of the now abandoned blue asbestos mine at Wittenoom in the Pilbara. More than 2,000 former workers and residents from Wittenoom have died from asbestos diseases, and the toll is still climbing, as Matt Peacock reports.
Wittenoom is Australia's biggest industrial disaster. It's estimated that more than 20,000 people lived in the town before the asbestos mine closed in 1966. For the Asbestos Diseases Society's Robert Vajakovic, more work on a cure for mesothelioma is now urgently needed.
We want to ignite the issue to tell the people, look, asbestos is killing Australians. We've got to do something about it. If we all ignore it, possibly our kids will die, our grandchildren are going to die from it.
At the Society's Perth headquarters, that's the big fear as more and more young people walk through the door.
The last 10 days, I think we've got about 30 mesotheliomas. They're not all from Wittenoom. It's a mix. But what we were always concerned, about 5,000 kids which lived at Wittenoom. And what made it really terrible for us, that not only people who work for mining company CSL are dying, but their children are dying, and now their grandchildren of the workers are dying from asbestos.
There's been a recent decline in overall government funding for mesothelioma research, and that's despite the ever-growing toll of Australian victims.
I'm really angry about it. There's so many people who are dying, you know, and only at a small amount of exposure. He can hardly remember, or he doesn't remember. His parents tell us, yes, I was cutting the back shed. I bought the stuff from James Hardy directly, or I went down to the hardware, you know, take a few sheets of asbestos home, cut and build a chook pen, you know, or kids' cubby house.
So when Darren Carnaby, whose mother, father and two brothers all died from mesothelioma, approached Robert Vajakovic with the idea of the fundraising walk across the desert, he was quick to embrace it, fearing, as he does, many more younger casualties in the future.
I was shocked, actually, recently. The man whom I helped about 10 years ago, lovely bloke, beautiful family man, you know, he touched me so deeply, and he told me about his children, you see. And would you believe, about 2 months ago, his daughter came to office. She got a mesothelioma. She obviously is lady in the 40s now. And she has a bub who also lived at Wittenoom, would you believe? And I was so angry. I was thinking, goodness me, you know, God, don't let it happen, you see, that the grandchildren also died.
The walk for Wittenoom children is expected to last 5 days.
Matt Peacock reporting.